I promise that we're going back to the gospel according to Matthew, and please turn then to Matthew chapter 8. I want you to remember what is this all about. Matthew is writing to a Jewish audience. If you can remember, he's writing to prove to them that Jesus is indeed the Son of the Living God, the Messiah, who was to come into the world. Then Matthew continues then to reveal how he wants to convince them that Jesus is the Messiah. Then he shows them through Jesus making doing miracles and wonders, as the scripture promised that he will do. Matthew also continues to show through the teachings of Jesus that Jesus is the one who was to come. He teaches with authority, unlike the men of this world. His teaching breaks through and goes deep into the heart, cause men to respond in faith and repentance. So this morning we continue then to look at Matthew's testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to read together from chapter number 8, from verse 23 to verse 34. And the title of our message this morning, Jesus Heals Two Demon-Possessed Men. And those who listen very carefully, they say, ah, but we went through this scripture before. It's okay, for your sake, I refreshed it. Jesus heals two demon-possessed men. And it reads as following. And when he came to the other side, to the country of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men met him, coming out of the tombs, so fierce that no one could pass that way. And behold, they cry out, "What have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now a herd of many pigs was feeding at some distance from them, and the demons begged him, saying, "If you cast us out, send us away into the herd of pigs." And he said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and behold, the whole herd rushed down and steeped, banked into the sea, and drowned in the water. The herdsmen fled, and going into the city, they told everything, especially what had happened to the demon-possessed man. And behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to leave their region. The Lord bless the reading of his word. May he write his eternal truth upon our hearts. There is no place in this world where you can find no suffering because of sin. After the storm at the Sea of Galilee, Jesus now makes his way to Gadara. And there he comes across the same kind of suffering he observed and experienced on the other side of the sea. Peter But there is something special about this trip to Gadara. Gadara was a territory of the Gentiles. Please put that in your mind. Jews then consider this place and the people here to be ritually unclean. The Jews look at the people of Gadara as those who were spiritually unfit or the outcast of this world. So Jesus is going to a people who are actually separated from Christ. People alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenant of promise. People have no hope in this world and without God. People who had their own man-made gods, idols that they worshipped. People like you and I. People who wanted to hold on to religion, but in the other hand, they want to hold on to ancestral worship. Therefore, it is a blessing, friend, to see Jesus crossing over to the land of the Gentiles, to the land of those who were not the chosen of God, humanly speaking, according to the mentality of the Jews. Why is this special? So that we may see Jesus' love for the Gentiles as well. So that we may see that he did care, he considered the Gentiles as well. So that we may all know that the whole world, regardless of who you are, where you come from, everyone needs the touch and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need Jesus. The need for Jesus is white as the sea. It is high as the heavens. It is deep as the oceans. Today, our land is in a state of spiritual decline. People wake up each and every day to this morally unclean world. A world in ruins. Such was the land of Gadara. But Jesus traveled there so that we may be assured, that we may be assured there is a God in heaven, a God who is in control, a God who is sovereign, a God who looks after every people groups of this world. Regardless the spiritually unclean world that we are in, regardless of the unseen forces that controls people, the forces of darkness terrorizing the cities, even the city of Gadara, Jesus, friends, stand predominant. He stand preeminent over all things.
So
we need Jesus. Do we agree we need Jesus? Each and every one of us need Jesus. Unless we will remain in our natural state of disaster, Because, friends, without Jesus, we are vulnerable to spiritual forces of darkness. So there are two things I want you to consider this morning. Under 3 points. But two things. Jesus is sovereign. He's above all things. He's preeminent. He rules, he reigns. He makes, he controls, he directs. But the second thing you must know, we are all responsible to respond in faith and repentance. So firstly, considering his sovereignty, the first thing we see, Jesus has power over spiritual forces of darkness. That should give you actually encouragement and hope, because there's nothing in this world that can touch you if you have Jesus. He has power over darkness and power over the spirit worlds.
Look at
verse 28 and 29. And when he came to the other side, to the countryside, the country of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men met him, coming out of the tombs of faith, that no one could pass that way. And behold, they cry out, "What have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Church, I want you to notice something here. These demons, or these spirits possessing these people, they are territorial spirits. I want to name them territorial spirits, not because they were not in Gadara, but because they occupied a specific area in Gadara. They were at the entrance of the city. This little city of Gadara was now identified by this spirit. When you talk about Gadara, people will say, "Which area is that?" "Oh, the one where there's demons at the gate." I want you to know, church, demons are able to occupy an area and torment that area. So Gadara was a place controlled by demons. Moreover, Gadara was a place controlled by stiff-necked unbelievers who loved pigs and never liked human beings. And now, for the first time, a man with great power, the Son of God himself, come to this area of Gadara. The people of Gadara doesn't know his power. They are about to see the power of Christ. We know the power of Jesus. We have seen him beyond the river. We have seen his power where he dealt with the incurable diseases like leprosy. We have seen his power where he dealt with the storm in the sea. Now in Gadara, he is here to reveal once again that he came to show mercy and grace even to the outcast of this world. To reveal to everyone that his mission is greater than the Jews. That indeed it is too light of a thing that he should show mercy to be God's servant and come and save Jacob and the preserved of Israel. But God has made him the salvation of the whole earth.
In
this statement, friends, please notice there is no people group of this world, there is no circumstance in this world that does not need the presence of Jesus and his intervention to be set free. Since we've been going through the Gospel of Matthew, now we are beyond the river. But now we realize, actually, demon activity is a worldwide problem. Not only a specific people group suffers from demons. Not just a specific group suffers from sin and the effects of sin in this world. Sin and spiritual impurity is a worldwide problem. Religious confusion is a worldwide problem. In other ways, people in general have a huge problem of demons. Demons steal people's peace. Demons separate people from their loved ones. As you see, these two men, isolated from their families, these two men, strangers now to every one of these worlds. Demons control people's behavior and character. That is why, friends, when you see someone misbehaving in an inhumane way, bow down on your knees. Pray to the Lord of heaven. There is a great chance and possibility that person is controlled by demons. The Bible says Jesus came across these two men possessed with demons. Look at what the demons did to these people. They were unwillingly living in the tombs. They were physically suffering from these demons within them. Though, friends, the demons could not be seen, but their presence could be felt. Their presence could be felt by the men, their presence could be felt by the township. The Bible tells us this man possessed great strength. Not because they were picking up the stones and training in the entrance of Gadara. No, demons gave them strength. Then they began to terrorize the community. We have people terrorizing communities because of demons. The question is, where or who can be the answer? The people of Gadara did not have an answer. They did not have a solution. The young man-made solution did not work. They tried to bind this man with chains. Chains could not work. The demons break those chains.
bana ba le ka gore ne ba tlame ba nna ba wa ka ntho ka ntho matlamelo empa ntho madimana a na itlamolla.
That is why, friend, no one is given the means to bind any demon. People need Jesus. But as Jesus approached these people, we see the effects of the presence of Christ towards evil, or the presence of evil.
We
see something that should encourage us. Jesus has authority over all that is created in heaven or on earth. Jesus has authority over what is visible and that is invisible. Christ has authority over dominions, has authority over rulers of this world. Therefore, what does the world need? A man who has power and authority over spiritual darkness, Jesus Christ himself.
We will
suffer murder, we will suffer xenophobic attacks, we will suffer racism unless we have Jesus, unless the man with power comes to your city, unless he puts down the strongholds in the entrance of Gadara. Two things, friends, before we move to the next point. Demons have even evil influence on men. But take notes. The demons have this evil influence on sinful men. Men without Christ. Demons possess sinners and control them. Demons come to oppose the truth. The people tormenting our tent is because they are driven by demons. Why? They oppose the truth. Demons, friends, exist to inflict pain and suffering. They are out there to cause illness and mental disorder. We need Jesus. We have evidence in scripture that demons torment. They are here to kill and destroy. In Matthew 17, verse 15-18, there's a suicidal boy there because of demons. The Bible tells us that he will just throw himself into the fire because the demon was tormenting him. Oh, friends, in Matthew 12, verse 22, we have a blind man there. The scripture says he was blinded by a demon. In Luke 13, verse 11 to 12, there's a woman there who's physically disabled by a demon. But here is good news. This is what we see in this first point. Demons trembles before Jesus. Demons knows their creator and judge. In other words, the demons are weak and vulnerable in the presence of Christ. Demons have limited power on those who are in Christ. They cannot function in the presence of Christ. That is what we see as Jesus come across this man, the demons could not hold themselves. That is why, church, a Christless life will make room for demons in your life. So the demons drove this man crazy, if you will. The Bible tells us that they lived in the caves and they lived in the tombs. Unclean men living in an unclean environment. The whole city was afraid of them. Oh, church, we need Jesus. Jesus has the power over spiritual forces. Because demons have the tendency of terrorizing a city to the point that the city is known as the most violent city in the country. But one more time, let me emphasize. There is hope. Mark 5 verse 6 says, when the demoniacs saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him. Every knee bows to Christ, because Christ has power over spirit world and the darkness of this world. Here in our text in verse 29, it says the demoniacs cried out, "What have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" In other words, friends, the demons are afraid of Jesus. You need Jesus. Then, what should a person possessed by demons do? To call upon the name of the Lord. To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. To cry out to the Lord. That is the only solution. That is what we see here. Because demons trembled before God. Here they cried out. They could not stand the presence of Christ. Because the presence of Christ deals decisively with the power of darkness. They say, "What have you to do with us? What business do you have with us, O Jesus? What does this prove, church?" It proves that Jesus has the power to subdue evil. Jesus alone have victory over Satan, sin, and death. Jesus has the power. That is what we need. But on the second point, I want you to see that Jesus has power to cleanse from all uncleanness. So in other words, not only does he subdue evil, not only does he have power over evil, he doesn't stop there. He gets to the person who is possessed, he gets to him and cleanses that person clean, whiter than snow. Before we continue, let me ask, how would you know that Jesus cleansed you? Because when Jesus cleansed you, you will never be possessed again by the demon. How do you know Jesus has not cleansed you? Sunday after Sunday, you're standing in the church in the front asking people to deliver you from demons. But this text says Jesus has the power to cleanse. Let us read 30-33. Now a herd of many pigs was feeding at some distance from them, and the demons begged him, saying, "If you cast us out, send us away into the herd of pigs." And he said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and behold, the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the waters. The herdsmen fled, and going into the city, they told everything, especially what had happened to the demon-possessed man, by the power invested in Jesus. Jesus now set this man free. He cleansed them from spiritual uncleanness. Jesus allowed the demons to go. Go! In Jesus, where is sending these demons? To unclean animals. Please notice. And that is right. That is appropriate. Because whatever is unclean is vulnerable to demon possession. Church, uncleanness attracts more evil. So the pigs here, the pigs are a picture of those who continue to exercise rebellion and sin before God. Those who will continue in sin and never willingly come in repentance and faith.
So the kulobe tsena dintwe di bontsha batho ba elo ba hlweka batho ba elo abekisetsa gore ne ba sokolowe sebetsa bona ba siye sebetsa bona
mo. The pig symbolizes the life of filthiness.
So the kulobe tsena dintwe di ntwe bontsha,
that is the picture,
botsa lokang bophelo botsa hlokang,
a life of immorality, a life of impurity, a life of idolatry and sensuality.
Di bontsha bophelo bo sa lokang bophelo ba ntho ba ntho ba ba o gapela medimo bophelo ba ntho nella botholeng,
a life of sorcery,
ba gona motho a nella bophelo ba ntho,
jealousy,
bophelo ba mmu,
fits of anger,
bophelo ba
rivalries, division,
bophelo ba
envy, drunkenness,
bophelo ba botawa.
And the Bible says those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Friends, look at the pigs. They are a true reflection of what sin does in men. Sin separates men from God. Sin caused men to rush away and run away from Jesus as though they are pigs possessed by demons. Why are people running away from Jesus like pigs? Because Jesus is holy. And holiness and uncleanness cannot walk together. So these pigs fled the presence of Christ. So friends, just as these pigs went down the cliff and smashed themselves into the water, the time is coming where people will also be smashed into a pit by the wrath of God. Unless Christ sets you free. But there's one thing that is important for you to observe here. The Bible says the pigs had human owners. Please notice. But Jesus didn't ask permission. And he didn't ask permission from the pigs as well. What does that tell you?
as long as Jesus wants to cleanse you, nothing can stand before him, and he doesn't need anyone's permission. If you come to him, says, Lord, I'm unclean. I recognize I am a sinner. I have a spiritual problem. Darkness has covered my soul. Cleanse me, O Savior, lest I die. Jesus doesn't have to ask your neighbor if this is right. Jesus is not going to ask your husband, can I save your wife? Jesus is not going to ask your children, and Jesus is not going to ask your parents. Jesus has power to cleanse whosoever needs a cleansing. He will cleanse you whiter than snow. But we see here as the pigs get destroyed, we see a picture that immediately the man was set free. Their spiritual blindness was taken away. Their eyes were opened. All of a sudden, these Gentiles could call on the Lord and be saved. Never it was heard in the New Testament in this time that a Gentile could call upon the God of the Jews and be saved. Here is grace and mercy. Gentiles like you and I, calling upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Turn to Mark chapter number 5. See this grace of God. Love is upon an undeserving sinner. The grace of God that is preparing us for heaven. The grace of God that has rewritten our lives again. The grace of God that cleanses from all filthiness and uncleanness. The grace of God that is available for you and I even this morning. The grace of God that was available yesterday is always going to be available. The grace of God that is keeping us to be who we are today. Verse 18. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him. He begged him that he might be with him. That is what I'm talking about, friends. This man is set free. What happens to a person who has been set free by the Lord Jesus Christ? He says, Jesus, Son of David, remain with me, stay with me. Life without you is lifeless. Walking around the streets of this area without you is lifeless. I need you to stay with me. Jesus has power to set men free and allow him to come to faith. So, church, I'm not going to waste your time and speak about whether you should eat pork or not. What should concern you is whether you are set free or not. Are you set free? What should concern you is whether you strive for personal purity and righteousness or not. Because food has nothing to do with our spiritual purity. No food is unclean to our spiritual detriment. Therefore, once you have been delivered by Christ, you are immediately possessed by the Spirit of God. You begin to see evil in this world as an opportunity for the gospel. Look at your Bible, friend. As the pig jumps off the cliff. Every time you read that portion, that says the pigs jumped off the cliff. Please be reminded of the privilege you have today. You have been set free before you could jump off the cliff. Unlike the pigs, you have the opportunity to repent from your sin today. Unlike the pigs, you have the opportunity not to jump off and smash yourself into the sea of the wrath of God. You can repent unto the Lord and remain in His love. Unlike the pigs, you are protected from the viciousness of demons in this world. We are protected from the destructive works of demons in this world if you are in Christ Jesus. What you need to do? Remain clean. Remain purified by the Spirit of God. So if there's someone you know that is demonized, tell them the only way to find peace is to come to Jesus and be cleansed. The last point I want to bring to you. Man is responsible to respond to saving grace. We can talk. We can preach. Sing. But until we come to an understanding, it is upon us to respond. To the grace of God. 34. And behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to leave their region. Oh, friends. Now we move our attention to the township, if you will. We move our attention to the township where these demon-possessed people came from. Jesus has healed this man. The question is now, will the city actually respond to Jesus? Will they embrace the power of Jesus? The Bible tells us that the man who looked after the pigs went to the village and told them about what Jesus had done, especially to these demon-possessed men. What I want you to see is what will concern us today. After Jesus has exercised so much power, after Jesus has shown so much grace, after a Jew has crossed over a sea to Gentiles people who deserves nothing but hell, they still reject Jesus.
Ntoyena elimuzuta ento afodisa bathu empa bathu bawo
I want you to recognize the very same thing that is happening today. Jesus' miracles did not win this man to God. The fact that he drove out these demons did not win these men's hearts. They rejected the Savior. Friends, church, there is something wrong with humanity. Demons trembled before the Lord Jesus Christ, as we have read. The pigs fled and ran, decided to rather die than to be possessed by demons. Yet, human beings, men like you and I, they chased away the Savior. They rejected him. Demons recognize him as the Son of God, man does not. They were not interested in the saving grace of the Lord. The Bible says the city came out. There was agreement here. The whole township comes out in one agreement, in one word and one mind. Of course, the Bible does not mean to say that each and every individual of Gadara was there, but the vast majority of people, they agreed. We don't need Jesus in our township. Is it not the same in our day? People continue to reject the Lord Jesus Christ regardless of his grace that he has lavished upon us. Is it not the same today? People love their sin and they hate the idea that God wants to come into their lives and change their lives completely. He wants to take over your hearts. People today are looking for answers. But they are chasing the very answer they've been seeking for. And as we reject the Lord Jesus Christ, our world continue to tremble before us, As we reject the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to create our own Jesus in our own making. That is what the people of Gadara did. Before Jesus could offer them the gospel, before he could cry out, "Come to me, all you who are heavy laden, I will give you rest." Before he could cry out, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whosoever believes in me, as the scripture has said." Out of him will come springs of living water. Before he could say those words, they rejected him. They begged him to leave their region. So, church, it should not amaze you at times when people reject the Lord Jesus Christ without even hearing what you want to say. The people chose to rather be entertained and be hurt by demons. People preferred their pigs than the one who delivers from demon possession. People But I must bring this. There are consequences. That is the message you must take out there. There are consequences when we reject the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, whosoever does not believe on him will be condemned. Those, in other words, those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ will also be rejected. In other words, the restraining power of Christ that restrain evil and protect people will be taken away, and people will be exposed to evil, and people will be chastened.
Those
who reject the Lord Jesus Christ will suffer eternal separation from the Almighty God.
So, church,
let no man fool you. We all individually are responsible to call upon the name of the Lord and believe. In our text, the city, the township, if you will, they came together in one voice and one mind.
We don't need Jesus.
But I can tell you, friend, you can be in a township like that. You can be in a home like that. But it is your personal responsibility to respond in faith. It doesn't matter how people feel about Jesus. How do you feel? What I must tell you, Jesus could have saved all of these people. He has the power to save everyone. But people will reject him. But friends, when it comes to faith,
how to admire?
It is every man for himself. Every woman for himself. Every young one for himself. When it comes to faith,
how to admire?
You don't look at your husband.
How shall you know how?
You don't look at your wife.
How shall you know how?
Don't look at your parents.
How shall you know
how? Look unto Jesus. You forget the crowd. Because the crowd will reject Jesus. Your friends might be rejecting Jesus. It's upon you to respond. The people of Gadara took a collective decision to their condemnation. Look around. Take your own decision and be set free. The culture can reject Jesus. They can look down on his teachings. But friends, everyone is responsible. Whoever rejects God, he himself will be rejected. Here is a lesson. As the pigs ran from the Lord Jesus Christ, running away from him, because they are possessed by demons. Let us prove not to be pigs possessed by demons.
Running
to Jesus. Not away from Jesus. Even if we have demons, we run to Jesus. Because he alone can set us free. I'm closing. Do not be afraid of demons. Jesus is greater than demons. Let nothing scare you of this world. Let there be nothing that will steal your peace. Jesus has power over all spiritual forces. Cry out to him. He alone can wash away your sin. He alone can cleanse you from your spiritual uncleanness. Jesus set men free. He set men free from the curse of sin. When he set you free, he calls you to respond. Respond in faith. Like the demoniac. He said, stay with me. Can we say, Jesus, stay with me? As I go to sleep tonight, stay with me. As I continue with this life in this world, stay with me. As I read your word and pursue righteousness, stay with me. As I go to work and pursue business, whatever I do, stay with me.
Why?
The demoniacs realize, I've been suffering for so long. Men try to help me. They use human strength against spiritual things. It didn't work. But a man came into my life. Name is Jesus. All I can say, stay with me. So friends, demons might have caused you or caused your loved one to live in strange places and do many strange things, but at the name of Jesus, demons tremble.
Matimona a ke tsa wena ka fonto batho ba o ba tseba more ne ba dile tulong tsentse tse salokang empa Jesu hatla
flee to Jesus.
Ba liela ho Jesu.
Tell the world to flee to Jesus.
Jesu le fast ho rene le ba liela ho Jesu.
Let no man fool you.
How ka ba le motho out tsa?
No man alive today can deal with demons.
Ha na monna a te a phela a te gona go ne a tshutane le
matho. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Ntle le Jesu Kriste fela.
Through his power of the Spirit.
Ka ntho matla hai a ntho moya.
And the power of the word.
Le ka matla hai a le ntswe.
What do we need?
E re hlokang.
We need Jesus.
E re hloka Jesu.
Why?
Hobane
he's sovereign.
Hobane ke yena a matla ohle.
He gave us the power to respond. So let us rest our souls in the hands of the faithful God. As the week continues, rest your soul in the faithful hands of a faithful God.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray.
We thank you, O Lord, to know that you are sovereign, to know that you are powerful above any force, above any spirit, above anything we may encounter in this world, above all sins, above any sins that might want to keep us captive. You are able to rescue us, you are able to free us, because indeed you are powerful above all. Help us, O Lord, to remain in you. Help us to trust in you as your people. Indeed, O Lord, set us free. Set us free from our sins. Set us free from the idols that we are cherishing in our lives. Set us free from the demons who seek to torment our lives, who seek to lead us astray. Set those, O Lord, who are in sin, these brothers who are addicted to the demon of Nyaupe, set them free, O Lord. Indeed, may you be the one who touched their life. Set this place of Olivan free from the demon activity that is happening here. So much so that this place is even known all over this country for the evil that is happening here. But we pray that you, O Jesus, you may reign even in this place. You may be known even in each and every street of this place. That indeed you may be the one who restrained the evil in this place. That people may run to you and not run away from you. We give you thanks and we pray that you may do these things, O Lord. In Jesus' name, Amen.